Good morning, witches. This is the Witch Daily Show, coming to you from New Orleans, with host Tanya Brown. Our episodes span about 20 minutes long to give you just a little pop of magic. So, tune in, take a deep breath, and enjoy.
Good morning, witches. It is April 16th, 2024. It is Tuesday. I am Tanya, and this is the Witch Daily Show. Today's episode is brought to you by Evolution of a Witch Prompt Journal. So let's get your day going with a little magic. Our quote of the day is, "The purpose of meditation is personal transformation," by Hanapola Gunatana. So what are we talking about today? We are talking about the iris flower, and we're talking about the iris from its magical perspective. And this comes to us from badwitch.co.uk. And let's get into the iris. "A day of lovely spring weather put me in the mood for a walk on Hampstead Heath in North London. I saw the beautiful iris in the photograph above in the picture of a nearby house. It prompted me to choose Iris, the messenger between the gods and man in Greek mythology, as the bad witch's goddess of the week. Cloaked in a robe of dewdrops reflecting the stars, the goddess Iris communicates messages via the rainbow, the bridge between heaven and earth, and the word iris means rainbow. According to Cunningham's Encyclopedia of Magical Herbs, irises can be used in magical purification rituals. The lovely bloom should be placed in an area to be cleansed, and the three points of the flower represent faith, wisdom, and valor. So can be used to induce these qualities. In the language of flowers, the iris means good news. Irises are associated with royalty, and their shape is thought to be the origin of the fleur-de-lis."
Yay.
Which I can see it. Looking at the iris, it looks like a fleur-de-lis. All right, moving into some headlines. This is from gaytimes.co.uk. "Bowen Yang spills the tea on his gay, wicked character. I'm showing my range." Bowen Yang has spilled some tea about his gay, wicked character. On November 27, 2024, fans will be finally able to see the anticipated movie musical Wicked Part 1, based on Gregory Maguire's best-selling novel of the same name. The epic musical fantasy will explore how the misunderstood green-skinned Elphaba became the Wicked Witch of the West, as well as her unlikely friendship with future Good Witch of Oz, Glinda. In addition to Grande and Erivo playing the Wicked Witch and the Good Witch, the magical new film is set to star fellow travelers, talent Jonathan Bailey, Everything Everywhere All at Once, Michelle Yeoh, and Bowen Yang, who recently shared details about his role in the film. During the February 14th of the hit podcast Matt Rogers' Las Culturistas, the Fire Island star described his character as a hater. "Everyone get ready, I'm showing my range, I'm playing a gay guy," Yang joked, "but you know, I'm playing a hater for the first time. He's not just any gay guy, he's a hater. This guy sucks. Frankly, he's a racist. He sees a green person and he goes, I'm going to ruin that person's life." And yeah. Let's see. Apparently it's supposed to be a good film. I feel guilty that all I can think about is the Ariana Grande scandal when I look at it, especially because Michelle Yeoh is so wonderful and Bowen Yang as well. And I don't know. I hope it does really well despite the drama, you know? All right. I'm going to throw this over to our moon correspondent. And after this break, we will talk more.
Hello to all of my astro friends. This is Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, coming at you with your daily moon mantra for Tuesday, April 16th. The waxing gibbous moon continues to create a stir in Leo today. Here, the moon trines Venus and opposes Pluto. Pluto is forcing us to take a cold, hard look at ourselves, and Venus is asking you to love every part that you are seeing. This can be challenging, as Pluto does not shy away from examining every single blemish. We're confronting our own dark side and trying not to flinch. Venus in Aries says, so what? So we are flawed. So we struggle sometimes. So we have a dark side. So what? None of that makes us unloved or unlovable. Take a page out of Aries's book and have the courage to love yourself not despite your dark side, but because your darkness is also a part of what makes you, you. Your daily moon mantra is, you were born to be real, not to be perfect. This has been your daily moon mantra with Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, signing off and reminding you that you are in charge of your own destiny.
Power of love is alive. Diverse in practice and style, 100 Love Spells is a compendium of love magic brought to you from various witches and authors of Witchway magazine. Packed with practical magic for the novice and expert alike, this book offers a bit of insight for all the world's love witches. With these easy-to-master spellcasting tips and tricks, you'll learn how to attract love with spells for confidence, glamour, and passion, awaken lust and celebrate your sensuality, understand the ethics of love magic and free will, and much more. Whether you're looking for new love, strengthening an existing one, or healing yourself in the process, 100 Love Spells is for those looking to enhance their lives with the potent and powerful magic of love. Available for order online at your local bookshop or wherever books are sold.
All right, so we are going to talk about the clairs. So what are the clairs? I'm sure you've heard them before. These are the different ways people can psychically connect, right? So the most common one you know of probably from movies and TV and Charmed is going to be clairvoyance. Clairvoyance means clear seeing, and it is visions, being able to see the future before it happens, being able to get images for information. So clair is just how we receive information. Information from who? Information from a lot of things. Information from our higher guide, a dead loved one, spirit guides, deity, however you feel like you want to connect. This is just how you best receive messages from other ethery things. So clairvoyance is going to be the one everyone is most familiar with, and that is clear seeing, and that is typically visions. Seeing information, being able to see what a spirit looks like, being able to see things, get impressions of things through vision. Now, if this is one that you best connect to, it's going to be really easy to find ways to practice this, right? And I'm a big believer that even if something is your prominent thing or isn't your prominent thing, you can put in the effort and you can work to develop any clair. Now, for clairvoyance, my favorite meditation to help aid and practice your clairvoyance is to get into a meditative state and to imagine yourself walking into a dark theater. Decide beforehand kind of the information you need or want. And as you sit in that dark theater, you're going to look at the screen and you are going to wait until images appear on that screen to provide information. Now, next we're going to go to claircognizance. Claircognizance is clear knowing. You just know. Some people may call it intuition. And I also want to touch here, claircognizance and clairsentience are two that you're going to hear varying definitions on. You can almost rarely find anyone who agrees on these two. I'm going to tell you my interpretation, and I'm just going to go with that. So there we go. So claircognizance is clear knowing. So again, think your intuition. You just know information. So when we were talking about types of mediums yesterday, I think it was mental medium, I would consider claircognizant. They just know things. Or evidence medium. Again, they just know. They just know the information. They just know what's happening. They are the type of people who can walk into a room and like know what was going on or know what was being talked about before they walked in, you know? Now, a really great exercise for claircognizance is to, again, get into a meditative state. And as you do your meditative breathing, as you breathe in, you're going to imagine breathing in all of the molecules around you. And as you breathe out, you're going to breathe out any ill-willed or unuseful information. And you're going to keep doing that until information starts to pop into your head. Next, we have clairsentience. So clairsentience, I consider clear touching. So this is going to be people who tend to be able to like feel information. So it's like clear feeling. So this is going to be typically what I consider physical mediums to be. They're people with clairsentience. So you feel, you maybe get tingles up and down your spine when a spirit is around, or maybe you get scratched when you're in a haunted location. Or maybe you feel a loved one who is past touching your hand. It just feels more physical. It's feelings. And the reason I consider this different than claircognizant is some people kind of group those two together. I'm a big believer in two things cannot mean the same thing. So you have to go from there. So clairsentience is going to be clear feeling. A really interesting exercise may be to go into a like antique store or a thrift store and kind of touch things and see what information you pick up on from there. Next, we have clairaudience. So clairaudience is going to be clear hearing. And this is going to be you get your information through sound. So you might have clairaudience if when you're falling asleep, maybe you hear your name, maybe you hear people who aren't around, you maybe feel like you have the spirits whispering into your ear, but again, you're typically getting information through sound, through hearing. And you may hear your name when no one's around, you may hear knocking, you may hear... mine is like when it feels like a foundation cracking, like you may hear a big bang when you're falling asleep, things like that. And that is going to be clairaudience. My favorite exercise for clairaudience is to do a meditation and to imagine yourself walking into a room with a radio, and you're going to tune that radio, and white noise is going to emit from it, and I want you to try to pick up on information through the white noise, or you can use an actual white noise machine. That's up to you. But the meditation is nice as well, and then you're going to try to pick up on information. Now, those are like the main four I'd like to talk about, but there's definitely more, and we're going to talk about those. But I do want to give a little PSA I like to give. If you Google the different clairs, you may find a Cosmo article that has like 20, right? Then you might pick up a book from the 90s and that one has 5. And you're going to be like, well, Tanya, was that book from the 90s trash? And I'm going to be like, no. As we know, we live in a capitalistic realm. There isn't much that is new, but people really like to get very specific and split hairs and repackage things to sell books. The fact there's a whole book on just spell jars blows my mind. You know, when in my opinion, I think that is the type of information that's like a page and a half, right? But people repackage things, get super, super specific so that they can have more articles and whatever, whatever. So just like with Claire's, that book from the 90s isn't missing information. It isn't wrong. It isn't bad. It's just not splitting hairs, right? So if you want to find a list of 20 clairs, you can, but I guarantee you multiple things on those lists are going to kind of fit under one type, right? So if you want to learn all those, that is cool. That is up to you. But this is just a really good example of just because it's new doesn't mean it's better. And it doesn't mean people who don't know the new thing don't know anything. They just may know it through a different name or through a different umbrella. So I like to give that little PSA. Now, we are going to talk about a few other ones, lesser known ones. One is clairgustance, and that is going to be clair tasting, I believe. It's clear tasting. And that is, you may get information through taste. So, for example, maybe you can like taste your grandmother's chocolate chip cookies, right, when you think about her. Or let's say you go into a restaurant that maybe used to be a factory and maybe everything tastes, or not a factory, like a bakery. So everything tastes like bread. That is just best how you connect to your psychic sense is through taste. So maybe instead of smelling perfume, you taste perfume. You know what I mean? And yeah, a really fun thing to work on if you have that skill is to maybe make some old family recipes and see what information you pick up on when you taste them. And then another kind of more obscure one is clairsalience, and that's going to be clear smelling. And again, similar to gustance, but through smell. So again, maybe you walk into a restaurant that used to be a bakery and you can smell the bread. Or maybe you walk into a haunted house and you can smell smoke, right? And maybe a fire had broken out there decades ago. Or maybe you go somewhere where maybe there was a lot of deaths, like a battlefield, and you can smell death, right? So it is through smell. And this, the most common one is smelling a loved one's perfume who has passed away. Or you think of a friend and you can smell them. So smell is a really, really powerful one because smell is the one most connected to our memories. So if you have this one, it's really a powerful one to work with. And I think a really great way to harness this clairsalience and to practice it is to get really into smellies, so perfumes and oils. And smell different perfumes and oils, maybe like the most popular perfume of like Marilyn Monroe. I saw a TikTok recently with a makeup historian, and she had a small, or no, she had a full size of Marilyn Monroe, like her favorite perfume. So it could be really fun to find perfumes of maybe previously past people who maybe you knew personally, or maybe someone famous and you read in a magazine article they love Chanel number 5 or whatever, and smell it and see what information you get. I think that could be really, really a fun thing. Actually, that just seems fun. I'm not recommending that for everyone because that just seems like a good time. Anyways, yeah, I hope this was helpful. I'm going to have a recorded meditation that I have recorded myself, Tanya has recorded, for our clairvoyance and our clair audience members. So if you are either of those and you're on the Patreon, I'm going to have that uploaded today. You can download it and you can use it to practice those two. Now here's the thing, you can have multiple, right? You don't just have one. Me, for example, I tend to be clairvoyant, claircognizant, and clairaudient. So we tend to have multiple. We tend to have quite a few of these, just of varying degrees. So there's a really good chance everyone listening has a little bit of either clairvoyance or clair audience, okay? So I'm going to upload that to the Patreon for our Patreon fam, and you can download it, and you can use it to practice every single day if you would like, or however you want to use it. Just please don't re-upload it somewhere else. It is my, you know, I wrote it, I recorded it. It is my thing. I'm just letting you use it for personal stuff, okay? But that will be there. So I hope that interests you and I hope you check it out. And now tomorrow we're going to talk about different ways to communicate with the dead, okay? So we're going to talk about like different sort of methods like scrying and cards and meditations and things like that. I think it's going to be really fun. So that's all I've got for you today. I want to give a shout out to listener Nessa S. Nessa, you magical, charming newborn baby. Emily Cresswell, you transcendent and powerful witch. Melissa Lowry, you tenacious golden barn owl. And Molly Higgins, you earthy, starry-eyed fae queen. Thank you for so much for being Patreon supporters. I really appreciate it. And before we leave, we do have a card pull. Our card is Four of Clubs from the Jane Austen Tarot. And that is stability. A set of well-trimmed bonnets speak of one's wealth and status. And that's all I've got, and we will talk again tomorrow. Bye!
Witches, we hope you have a wonderful day, full of joy and gentleness and confidence. Links for this week's episodes, our website, Patreon, along with a free daily card pull can be found at witchpod.com. One stop for everything we talk about. Now, take one more deep breath and have a great day.